Next month, a landmark of Charlotte's Dilworth neighborhood is closing its doors after 35 years, Dilworth Billiards. Owner Eric Sprouse says when he opened in the late 70s, pool halls had a bad reputation.
People just, they equated them to a rough place, a hangout of misfits.
Sprouse wanted something different. His pool hall stood out in the area just off South Boulevard, bordering what is now South End, a part of town that could be rough. Dilworth Billiards was an upscale place to play, a place where you could bring a date, a place to meet your friends for a drink after work. Sprouse says the time is right to close. He just turned 65 and wants to retire. He recently told us about the history of Dilworth Billiards and showed us some of his antique pool tables over a game of nine ball. The pool hall started as just a showroom for Sprouse's side pool table business while he worked full-time in insurance.
And the bar was an afterthought, and it worked out to be a very good idea, and I'm very grateful it worked out the way it did.
So that one that you were pointing to, which is behind you, is that an antique?
That's a 1940 Brunswick 20th century.
How much would something like that set me back if I wanted to buy it?
That would be $6,500 set up, delivered, and installed, and recovered in your home. This is a $9,500 1912 we're leaning against. And there's a 1923 right there. That's a very nice original table. 1946 over there.
Who buys pool tables like this that are that expensive?
Well, people with really nice homes that want a furniture-grade table, not a new table. New tables, you know, a lot of them are particle board and plywood, and they're pretty looking, but they're not substantial tables. And these were made before there was any plywood and particle board. And these are rosewood top rails and diamond ivory sights. The materials these are made out of just aren't exist anymore. These are just the best of the best.
What was this neighborhood like back when you opened up? And we're just, so people know, we're on Tremont Avenue. We're only a few blocks away from South Boulevard. Right now, we look out across the street, there's brand new apartments. Also off to the side, there's brand new apartments. We're surrounded by brand new apartments. But what was it like back then?
Back then, it was just small little mill houses. And, it was pretty rough. It was still up and coming. I knew it would happen, but nobody had rehabbed any houses yet.
So over all those years, have you seen a change in your clientele?
Yeah, I've seen them get older.
You've had people that long?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've had some that's been here the whole time. A lot of them, actually. But I've seen a lot of new people. A lot of the people live in these condos across the street and beside me. They come in here. I've seen, had a whole lot of people that's been here several decades. So,
what type of people came here? Can you tell me about them? Semi-professional pool players that are really serious about it, or do you have people that just come in and whose skill level is mine?
No, I mean, there are a lot of good players that come here, particularly on my Wednesday night tournaments, but they're all business people, professionals. They have tables in their home. They just like the game. And, I don't have the people that are coming in trying to make a living shooting pool, but there are places for them in town. And when those kind of people come in, I direct them where they can go to.
That's still a thing, being a pool hustler?
Oh, yeah. There are people that come through wanting to play for money, and they figure out fast. This isn't the spot. This is a club. This is truly a club of people who own tables, aspire to own tables, and appreciate what's going on in here. You can play no matter what your skill level, and still enjoy the game.
Over the years, Sprouse had several offers to take over the space, which he also owns, but he says he was just having too good a time with Dilworth Billiards to end it. Sprouse says he wanted to make sure it would stay a neighborhood hangout once the pool hall closes. That's why it's going to be a wine and cheese shop.
I could have gotten more for this building for rent if I hadn't been as selective to who I wanted in here. I wanted whoever to come here to be a gathering place, because I'm going to live upstairs. All my friends live all around me. And I wanted to make this a place where people would still come and enjoy the courtyard and have a drink at 4 or 5 o'clock. And the wine shop is going to be just exactly that. And my friends can still meet me down here at 4 or 5 o'clock, and just like the old times, except there won't be any pool tables.
That's Eric Sprouse, the owner of Dilworth Billiards, which is closing at the end of next month after 35 years. It'll be a celebration party at the pool hall on April 24th.